Good evening. Praise the Lord. All glory to our blessed Lord. Dear brothers and sisters, this is the third time I'm attending IBF conference. Way back in 2011, when I was there along with my dear wife, Mercy Sam Bob, from Kadapa, AP, Andhra Pradesh, India. You have given me 30 minutes. That time, rather than ministry of his word, and rather than speaking of myself or our ministry, I have concentrated on Uncle Prabhudas, S. Prabhudas, a senior worker, a pioneer, and a stalwart related to Andhra work. It was just one state until bifurcation, and by way of bifurcation, it is now two states, Andhra and Telangana, AP and TS. This evening, we would like to say how the Lord, in His own grace, has been using us, the undeserving ones, the unprofitable servants, myself and my wife, Mercy Samba. You want to know who this fool for Christ is? I am an undeserving man, unfit to live in this world. Why I say that is, born into a godly family of my father and mother, Mr. V. Luke of Godavari area, one who served along with Mr. Fox and Agrippa. He is also one of the stalwarts along with Uncle Prabhudas, Uncle Anandam. You may not be knowing so many pioneer workers, stalwarts, when it comes to the work in Andhra Pradesh. Though there are many, many number of assemblies planted by the help of the Spirit of God, and the Lord actually accepted the labors of His dear servants. They were all prayerful, faithful, and humble. We follow their footprints, and also in accordance with the word of God. I don't like to say more about our family. There are other things to say of ministry. For the past 50 years and over, plus, we are based at Kadapa. Kadapa is one of the four districts of Rayalaseema. That Rayalaseema is known as faction area. Whenever people say Kadapa, that's a place known for bombs, not only mines, bombs. And normally people would not feel like going to that place. But the Lord led us some years ago, and we moved from Godavari area, having served in our native place near Tanuku, a place called Tetali. And after my marriage with Mercy, we moved to Rajahmundry, the east of Godavari, and having served there for about 3 years, as the Lord put a burden on our hearts to help the work in Rayalaseema area, we moved in the year 1980 to Kadapa. Ever since, we continue to stay there, labor there. My father, Mr. Luke, he comes from a very simple, humble family. His father was a road coolie, that's all. And my father-in-law, I never called him father-in-law, most of you might be knowing his name at least, Uncle S. Prabhudas comes from YS families. That was a rich family, royal family. From the same family, it pleased the Lord to take one as chief minister twice, and his son, once again, Y.S. Jagan Mohan Reddy, the current chief minister of Andhra Pradesh. His own brothers, his own younger brother's son was Y.S. Rajasekhar Reddy, and his son is Y.S. Jagan. We are not here to speak of politics or political leaders, but we are thinking of gospel ministry. In the picture there, you will see my father, Mr. Luke, And by his side, I am there, and my family, my brothers also. Mr. Luke and Mrs. Luke, that is our parents, blessed with 7 children. But we are 3 surviving children, and among 3, I am the youngest. And when I was born, I was told I was born as one of the twins. The other boy, I never saw him. He was born plumpy, healthy and strong, who was called home within 3-4 days. Whereas I was born the size of a rat, that's all. When my grandmother was giving me bath, bringing her 2 feet together, each day I was falling down. And she was praying that, Lord, help that this babe would grow in thy grace. Through her prayers and the prayers of godly father and mother, the Lord had grace upon me. And after 3 years, there was some hope that I would continue. The Lord has some certain plan concerning this undeserving man. He saved me at the age of 13. But at the age of 16, the Lord touched me once again, the second touch, wherein he brought to me the need of cleaving myself to the Lord. That was the time when I went to AC College, Guntur, for my studies. Admissions were closed, but miraculously, principal gave me admission, looking into my marks, with the help of Mr. M.A. Prasad Rao, late M.A. Prasad Rao, one of the elders of Guntur Assembly. His son-in-law is Dr. Sam McHarry. Some of you might be knowing him. And of course, the Lord blessed us with 2 girls. The Lord gave us a boy, first of all. He is with the Lord. After that, the Lord gave us Soumya and Divya. Soumya given in marriage to Prakash. They are right with us now, having worked in Bangalore, Nellore, and places like Puluvendla. They are back in Kadapa just to help us. And we are grateful to the Lord for the assembly testimony that is established in Kadapa. Many years ago, Uncle Prabhudas, who was with late Silas Fox and late Agrippa, the white fox and black fox of Andhra, he was with them for 3 years. Then he started ministry in Kadapa. As a result of his ministry, the Lord planted an assembly, a good assembly called Beraka Assembly. But after some years, when they invited late Mr. Baksing and Mr. A.H. Roberts, he was a good Bible teacher then. After 3 days meetings, the brethren felt that the work better it is handed over to Hebron or Jehoshama in Madras those days. So Uncle Prabhudas happily left the work into their hands, which is known as Beersheba now, and he went to Bellary. There an assembly testimony started, and after 16, 17 years, he handed over the work to Brother Henry Nerala, and then he moved to Nandyal, where he labored for over 50 years. Now coming back to this Beraka assembly, the work started once again with Brother Ramlinga Reddy, an engineer who came from Anantapur. Last year he was called home. But it is only not through us, it is only through his testimony. A small group, a humble beginning of 5, became 50 in 7 years. Right from 1973, I have been going there and helping the work and coming back to Godavari area. After I did my PG, that is MA from Andhra University, HBI called me to join staff. I am not at all a graduate in theology. I don't keep any certificate. I don't own one. But through Serampur University, they took me to staff of HBI, where I served the Lord in 1972, just for an academic year. While I was serving the Lord there, the Lord called me for full-time ministry. I obeyed the Lord, and the Lord honored that call. First of all, I made it known in Vipari Gospel Hall where T.G. Uncle, Uncle T.G. Samuel was one of the elders. And Uncle T.G. Samuel and Uncle Justice Samuel, they were like two pillars of all our assemblies nationwide. We have great regards for them, and we have learned many lessons through their life, their prayer, the way they had a vision for teaching the word of God to youngsters all over the country. That's how Uncle Justice called me to join staff as a visiting lecturer. And for many long years, more than 25 years, I helped teaching in Stewart Bible College, Madras. But my heart, our heart was towards the Lord's work in Rayalaseema area. In 1836, brother and missionaries like Beer and Bowden came to Udavari area. And as a result of their labors, more than 350 assemblies after New Testament pattern were planted there. From George Muller's assembly, and Norris Groves also visited that. Some of you might know these names. But the sad thing is, among 350 assemblies, nearly 300, they do not follow New Testament pattern, though they know the word of God. I'm not trying to criticize them, but that's the fact of it. Maybe there are 50 assemblies which follow the New Testament pattern. They are faithful to the word of God. And 100 years later,
Pastor Gundy.
Okay, 100 years later, late Silas Fox came to Anantapur, and he worked along with late Mr. Agrippa, and they were the first gospel preachers in our state when we think of South Andhra work. And as a result of the gospel preaching, many people from CSI, Baptist, Lutheran, Methodist, and many other denominations, they accepted the Lord. But through the ministry of Uncle Prabhudas and Mr. Ritchie and many other missionaries overseas and local people also, the Lord established assemblies, and the number grew up to 2,000 plus in Andhra Pradesh and Telangana now. And there are more than 600 commanded workers all over these two states. We are trying to pray for these people. A small work started in Kadapa that grew up to 50, and then we moved from Rajahmundry to Kadapa. Somehow the Lord honored our labors. We do not know many things, but simply the Lord added many numbers, many souls to assembly. So after 120, we started another assembly two, three kilometers away from Beraka. Now Beraka and Bethany operating from two different bases. We have good harmony among these two assemblies. And now 250 plus 120 believers, we remember the Lord on the Lord's Day. And right from Sunday to Saturday, all the days of the week, we have activities, whether it is gospel preaching or village ministry or house visiting or Bible study one day, sisters meeting one day, youth meeting one day, and fasting prayer of sisters one day, and then assembly prayer one day. This is how the Lord is at work there in Kadapa. Such a hard place, the Lord established good work. You are all welcome to come and see the work there. I am not giving any exaggerated pictures. Whatever I am not able to say for want of time, you can come to me. I will be able to give you details. Please pray for Beraka Bethany assemblies. And apart from these two, another assembly has been planted in a village called Kanaparthi, just 15 kilometers away. We have the practice of having meetings each year, conferences, Bible classes regularly, and meetings for youth, meetings for sisters, and camps for children. We are going on with this work as the Lord enables us. And the elders, the oversight of Kadapa Assembly, they are very cooperative. They are with us wherever, whatever is the Lord guiding us in whatever area. Unfortunately, or according to the will of God, last year Brother Ramalinga Reddy was called home, and another two local elders were called home, Brother Jeevaratna Reddy and Brother Joseph. You may not know them, but only two are there, elders. Along with them, there are seven deacons in Beraka, seven deacons in Bethany. We have good support of sisters' prayer. We have support of youngsters. They are full of zeal, and we are taking gospel to other places also. We expect you to pray for this good work going on. My brother will just, you can show on, brother. Yes. please continue to pray. We will present prayer points there. Please continue to pray for the Lord's work. It is not easy to say of the Lord's work so multiplied, and there are many other areas. I will be happy to meet you and tell you if you can come and contact me. May the Lord's name be glorified.